The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, welcome back. The text is 51551 and email ryan@rte.ie. We had Kevin Barry on just before the break. Circa Crowley's on Twitter. She says, I love Kevin Barry's short stories. So funny and with such brilliant phrases. A real treat to read. Yeah, there's kind of, there's some great stuff in City of Bohan. Here's one. There'd be as much herb as you can lung a nail to folly. You can spend all the time discussing that. As Kevin Barry says, people are getting a bit narkier over COVID. Ireland's becoming the republic of the squinting windows. And some people watching, judging and criticising others during this difficult time. Yeah, as Kevin said, just go handy on yourselves and go handy on others as well. I'm so with Kevin Barry on that hugging thing. I hate it. Hugging strangers. Yuck. Hugs are for our nearest and dearest, says Catherine. I couldn't agree more. I'm not a hugger. Don't not into it. And kind of the social distancing thing has cut it out. You don't want to get that close in person with people's perfume, aftershave, all that. Paul says, and rhubarb has got people very exercised. I've heard cow's manure is great for the rhubarb. I prefer custard, says Paul. Yeah, I know what you're doing there, Paul. You know what you're doing. Let's move on. Regarding rhubarb, please cook with a couple of slices of mandarin orange and a sprinkle of cinnamon. Love it in my porridge. Best wishes to my wife, who's due in 10 days, says Brendan. And some people are very concerned about slagging off the Midlands. We weren't slagging off the Midlands. The Midlands are only lovely, and they're not damp, of course. They are the hidden heartlands of Ireland, and there are some wonderful things in the Midlands. Sure, we cheered on Longford there recently, didn't we? We said Longford, which has centre parks and all that. It was once the least visited county in the country, and thanks to centre parks alone, it's now in the top 10. I think it's even passed out Donegal, and long may it continue. Long may beautiful Longford and lovely things in the Midlands. Sure, Kilkenny would be in. Would that be kind of a Midlands, or do they call themselves the South East? And Offaly as well. There's loads of lovely Borough Castle. They've got that big telescope thing going on. Lovely forests. And there's a Bronze Age road up around. I think that could be Longford as well, actually, Westmeath. Beautiful part. So, you know, I'm sorry, Midlands. Lovely place. We're all lovely and we're all going to get along beautifully. Now, I think we're going to go to our next caller. Yes, we were talking, you might remember, a lot about Peter Sellers, and because it's 40 years on from his death, we had a great conversation with John Maguire of the Business Post. Well, Danny Hughes was in touch with us to say that he knew Peter Sellers very well and that he actually appeared with him on The Late Late Show. He played a clip in 1971, famous, great stories he told in that 71 time on with Gabo. And Peter appeared on Danny's show because Danny was a former broadcaster himself. Let's find out more about Danny Hughes. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you there. And when is Fat Short coming on with this Naked Truth business? I want to see him.
That's the IFI player, and you can rent it for $3.99. So you can have a look at that.
I can't
Dark
wait.
Lies the Island. Well, tell us about your history with Peter Sellers. I mean, how did you get to know him? How did you get to meet him?
All right, then. There was a chap called Vincent Donoghue who was a designer, and he was also an entrepreneur.
Right.
And he lived up in Dundalk region, okay?
Yes.
And he and the Martins from the Dundalk region, who were in the paper business, and the Lucys, who owned the ballrooms, got together, and they put together a huge travelling mobile disco show. And they had a radio show, which included Larry Gogan and myself.
Brilliant. You were the DJ. Brilliant.
I was one of the DJs, yes. There was another chap, unfortunately, who got killed, called Jackie Canfield, who came from Monaghan.
Oh, dear.
He's known as Jackie McCann.
But tell us about the link to Peter Sellers. Someone contacts you and says, Peter Sellers' secretary wants to have a look at the nightlife, and you showed her around, and that's how you get to know Peter Sellers. Is that fair enough?
I'm getting back to Vincent O'Donoghue. Vincent O'Donoghue said to me, Danny, there's a girl called Marla. She is Peter Sellers' secretary.
Yes.
And she's from America, L.A., and she wants to see a bit of Dublin nightclubs and stuff. She's about 22 or 23 years of age. Would you mind taking her out? And I said, I'd love to. So I contacted her, and up in Carton House in Maynooth is where Peter Sellers was staying.
Right.
And we went around a few nightclubs, and naturally enough, after a couple of weeks, I said to her, how's Peter, how's this? And she often came out of Cotton House and said, oh, Peter's in a bad mood today, he's in a bad mood. And I said, I'd love to meet him sometime. She said, Danny, I don't think he really wants to meet anybody. So I said, okay, forget about it. So one day she came out of the house and she was almost in tears and she says, Peter is furious in there. And I said, what's wrong with him today? She said, well, he's doing something, a charity show for the Georgian Society, which was showing clips of his movies in Castletown House, okay?
Yeah. Yes.
But nobody had bought tickets, maybe 10 people out of 300 or 400 seater. And it was on Friday week or something. So yeah. She said, he's going mad, and he's spent weeks and weeks putting together these clips of films.
So do you go to meet him?
No. I told her to tell him to ring Gay Byrne. 693-111 was the telephone number there, the morning show. And if Gay Byrne plugs it on his radio show, the tickets will sell. Well, they did contact Gay Byrne, and Gay Byrne suggests, that's fine, we'll mention that, and how would you like to do the Late Late Show? So that's how it all happened.
That was
the
deal breaker.
When I said they rang him, his tour manager was with him, a guy called Bert, who had been his assistant for many years, and he made the phone calls, and he did all that, and he made all the arrangements. So that is how...
So this is how you end up going to the Late Late with Peter Sellers, and you became very good friends as well.
Well, I kept on going out with Marla, and I used to stay in Cotton House. So at about 4 o'clock in the morning, Peter Sellers woke me up in bed, and he said, Danny, are you doing anything tonight? It was the Saturday night or Friday night when the Late Late was on.
We're still on the Late Late, okay.
Yeah, and I said, no, why? And he said, I want you to come with me to the Late Late Show tonight. I said, that's grand, yeah, lovely. And he said, no, you don't understand. I want you to do an act with me.
Yes.
And when are we rehearsing? What is it? And he said, I'll tell you when I get there. And this was it. So he kept it up all day. He wouldn't tell me what he wanted me to do. He said, I promise you, Danny, you'll be fine at it. I know you will. So it went on and on. And then he told me what it was about, which was a quick change act. It was a bit silly, really. He went in behind the screen, taking off his jacket, and I came out the other side of the screen with an overcoat on and a hat on. And I did a little dance, walked back in. And he walks out the other side, and then I walk away and give the game away like that there was two people behind the screen, and that was it.
We know he was a complicated man. He'd lots of mental health issues. There were substance abuse issues. What was your kind of measure of the man?
Well, there was many of Peter Sellers.
Yeah.
He was a different guy every day. He did have a big smile on his face when he was happy. And he loved hearing himself talk like Prince Charles sometimes, and he became that character.
Yeah.
And if you watch some of the Michael Parkinson's interviews, he speaks better English, or more toffee nose, should I say.
He really does.
Than Prince Charles. And he believed in that character. And he would carry it on, and he would love to hear himself talk like in that character.
Yeah. It was a difficult. It was a difficult time, really, for him. And it's 40 years since his passing. But look, we could talk all day about Peter Sellers with you. Thank you very much, Danny, for your time this morning.
You're more than welcome, Oliver, and you're doing
Thanks
a great
a million.
Job.